Dark Tree Audio has rated the following content for audiences of 17 years of age or older due to its discussions of violent acts, references to harassment, and frequent instances of adult humor. Audience discretion is advised.
You're listening to Tomorrow Tonight, Episode 1, Boom Boom Bang.
Workplace shooter used virtual reality to train before committing crime. The universe harassment trial against seven-day man Brian Grimson begins its eighth week. And the latest viral trend could be One Nation's attempt to steal your life score. The top stories tonight, it's 10 p.m. Welcome to Tomorrow Tonight. Because apparently Call of Duty isn't realistic enough, we turn to our in-the-field team for a closer look at a VR-inspired workplace shooting.
Today, a dark shadow hangs over Chicago's Horizon Healthcare headquarters. Earlier this morning, James Seedley, a recently terminated health representative, launched a horrific and calculated attack on his former coworkers, claiming the lives of over 80 individuals in a chilling act of violence. Authorities are calling this the deadliest workplace shooting in recent months, or as Chicago calls it, a Tuesday.
Was it misconduct, incompetence, or just another case of corporate musical chairs?
Details about his termination remain sparse, but the attack coincides with leaked financial reports revealing record-breaking profits for Horizon Healthcare despite planned layoffs. These leaked documents, allegedly exposed by hacktivists, may have fueled Seedley's already simmering resentment. But hey, nothing says we value you like a pink slip after a banner year.
I've never had one. So, what's this connection to virtual reality technology?
Investigations by our team uncovered that James Seedley was deeply immersed in a virtual reality military simulation game called Bang Bang Boom. Reports indicate he logged upwards of 170 hours in this hyper-realistic shooter. Disturbingly, sources say Seedley recreated Horizon Healthcare's headquarters within the game, likely using leaked floor plans. He appears to have meticulously practiced his attack in the virtual space, potentially using it to prepare for the real-world assault.
So he was a gaming addict? Could this be yet another case of the violent gaming subculture spilling into reality?
That's the burning question. His obsession with this digital slaughterhouse, combined with mounting personal and professional grievances, created a perfect storm. It's a harsh reminder that when life gives you lemons, some people will just try to squeeze the juice into your eyes and record themselves doing it, and then release it online for everyone in your family to see and watch you crying and involuntarily falling down a flight of your college's stairs.
Yes, I am familiar with that very common saying. Now, was there any effort to bring him to justice? What has become of this dangerous individual?
Unfortunately, Seedley's life ended in tragedy. After running out of ammunition, he leapt from the top floor of the building. Emergency responders arrived quickly, but efforts to revive him were unsuccessful. Tragically, his final act leaves a community shattered and raises serious questions about how easily escapism can morph into terror. As for Bang Bang Boom, its developer has yet to comment. But we suspect the next patch will include, "Don't be evil" in the terms of service.
Truly tragic, and one that underscores the importance of vigilance in identifying warning signs before it's too late. Maybe this could have been avoided if someone, anyone, asked, "Hey, why do you need blueprints for the office?" Coming up next, big tech, big egos, and the big trial of Brian Grimson. Stay tuned.
Tragedy strikes when you least expect it. Prepare for anything with LifeShield security systems. The only thing safer than your home? Your browser history.
Welcome back. Tonight, we bring you our special report, the trial of the Brian Grimson. Is he an innovator, a villain, or just a billionaire who spent too much time on his own app? This case raises questions about power, accountability, and the fine line between personal freedom and public responsibility. Let's investigate.
Tech mogul and billionaire Brian Grimson, founder and owner of the groundbreaking social media platform, Universe, is back in court for its eighth week. This marks the 8th week of a high-stakes trial, centering on his alleged misuse of the very platform he created. Grimson stands accused of creating multiple anonymous accounts on Universe to engage with and, as alleged by 7 women, harass users. Grimson, however, has categorically denied these accusations, framing the situation as a misunderstanding. In a public statement during court proceedings, he shared a reflective perspective.
I've been given, through this trial, time to explore the many lives people lead online and how they differ from their realities. This has deepened my gratitude for being Brian Grimson, a man whose life has been shaped by his innovations and contributions to the tech world.
His remarks have drawn both criticism and praise, sparking a heated debate over accountability and privacy in the digital age. For deeper insight, we spoke with social media expert Sam Hemmings about the trial's broader implications.
Let's be clear. Brian Grimson isn't hiding. He could easily have retreated behind a forest of attorneys or silenced this trial with endless settlements. Instead, he's stepping into the public eye, taking ownership of the narrative, and reflecting on the broader implications of his actions. That alone speaks volumes about his character. You might call it narcissistic for him to use the universe to interact with users anonymously, but is it really so different from politicians running burner accounts or your co-worker commenting, "Nice work, boss," under their own post? If anything, Grimson's just guilty of being human. Well, the billionaire version of human.
Grimson's remarks have sparked a polarized debate. Supporters hail him as a misunderstood visionary, while critics argue he's the poster child for why unchecked power should come with a mandatory therapist.
Cancel culture or accountability? That's the question at the heart of this case. Regardless of the outcome, the trial of Brian Grimson has sparked a necessary conversation about personal responsibility in the age of digital influence. As one commentator put it, if billionaires can build the playground, why wouldn't they hog the swings? Are you going to stop them? We now turn to you, our viewers at home, for your views on the report. Caller, you're on the air.
Brian Grimson is being unfairly targeted. You know it, and I know it. The guy is a self-made billionaire. And let's face it, people, jealous people, just love to tear successful people down. Did he use his own app in a weird way? Sure. But that's his right. He created it. He's entitled to explore it however he wants. Let's focus on the facts, not the feelings, and give the man a fair shot.
All right, thank you. Next caller, you're on the air.
I have to say, I'm really disappointed in your guest. Yes, Brian Grimson built the universe. But that doesn't give him the right to invade the personal lives of the people using it. That's creepy and sick. It's also offensive to assume that these women are only speaking up because they want attention or money. They're standing up because success shouldn't put you above accountability. Just because he's rich doesn't mean he gets a free pass. Billionaires shouldn't see everything as having a price tag, but I wouldn't mind them knowing that at any moment they might have crossed over their own expiration date.
That certainly is a take. I certainly don't agree. But in this free country, even wrong people are allowed to have an opinion. Final caller, you're on the air.
You know, I am just sick and tired of rich, entitled assholes who think that they're not beholden to any of our laws because they've got a little bit of spending money. It's ridiculous. This guy's going down, and I'm glad that we're going to get to show all the other people like him that they are not immune.
The world grows darker, but together, we turn our face to ignore it. As we wrap up tonight's show, let's reflect on what we've learned. Gamers might kill you, billionaires might harass you, and your life score, which is too complicated of a topic to talk about right now, might have been stolen by a nation-state. But hey, at least your Wi-Fi is fast. Good night, and good luck out there.
Tomorrow Tonight is an original Darktree audio production and was written and directed by Matthew R. Wright. This episode starred Jacob Anderson as the news anchor, Kevin Melendez as Field Reporter 1, Jovi Patton as Field Reporter 2, Hedge T. Hayden as the expert, David Sanger as the commercial voice, Tyler Noll as Color 1 and 3, Amanda Bringinger as Color 2, and Monet Jordan as the voice of the credits. Original music written and performed by Alexa Morgan Kenevan. Additional music by Andrew Brisbane. The voice of the disclaimer was Matthew Dalton. Post-production services provided by Final Stand Foley. Special thanks to Elizabeth Sinfield, Nathaniel Everwest, Christina Roberts, and all those who auditioned at castingcallclub.com. Your support has been invaluable. For more information on our current productions, as well as how to support us, visit darktreeaudio.com. Thank you for listening.